The End is Near, Planning the Life You Want After the Kids Are Gone, written by Amy Eyre Newhouse. The End is Near. What a terrible way to start a book. The first line is pretty dark. But if you're listening to this book right now, you already know the end is near. Perhaps you're dreading the looming empty nest. Maybe you have no idea what you're going to do with yourself when you, the kids, grow up. Maybe you've been seeing this transition coming for a long time and you're wisely planning in advance. Or maybe your youngest graduates next month and you're panicking. Then again, you could be facing a transition that you weren't expecting whatsoever. Maybe you've experienced an illness or an injury and can no longer work in the same occupation as before. Maybe you've lost your spouse to death or divorce. You have to find a new career in order to pay the bills. Your Script for Hope: Overcoming a Devastating Diagnosis, written by Petra Fries. Besides chemotherapy and radiation treatment, she's tried acupuncture, kinesiology, homeopathy, Reiki, herbology, and many other modalities. What else could she do? She needs help. She needs someone who knows more about this journey. She needs someone who can guide her. She needs someone who travels with her. She needs her miracle now. What is a miracle for you? What does miracle mean to you? I ask Stella this question, and she slams her flat hand on the table. 1 year. I need 1 year. We both grow stiff for a moment. We both have different reasons for our pause. Stella is astonished at her boldness. My analytical mind immediately questions the restriction. Why 1 year? Why only one? Keeping Well, An Anti-Cancer Guide to Remain in Remission, written by Brittany Wisniewski. Most of the time, it's not the cancer gene, but the common risk factors that run in families. In 2004, the Environmental Working Group analyzed the umbilical cord blood of 10 newborn babies in the U.S., and they found 287 industrial chemicals in the blood of all 10. Findings were a combination of common consumer product chemicals, waste byproducts, and chemicals that had already been banned in the United States prior to the child's birth. This is the human body burden, the pollution in people that permeates everyone in the world, including babies in the womb. Journeys with Plant Spirits, Plant Consciousness Healing and Natural Magic Practices, written by Emma Farrell. When we observe plants from an energetic perspective, each has its own unique bioresonance, its own animating life force that some refer to as a spirit. It was Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose, a genius in both physics and botany, who first studied the behavior of plants as early as the 19th century, demonstrating through scientific experimentation that plants have a nervous system. They have memory, can make decisions, and therefore have consciousness. Subsequent studies within this field have brought the heartbeat of the trees and the dream life of the plants to the mainstream. But is anyone really listening? When marriage needs an answer, the decision to fix your struggling marriage or leave without regret, written by Sharon Pope. Cheryl always felt like she was just barely scratching the surface with Mark. He never really let her into his heart or let her know what he was feeling. After the kids were grown and gone, it was sort of like he left as well. He was not really present with Cheryl, and not really at home, even when he was home. He was on his phone often, considering it a necessary evil of running two businesses. She felt him checking out of the relationship, but she didn't know how to turn the tide. She continued trying to express what she needed in the relationship, but never saw any changes on his part to attempt to meet those needs. Cheryl began to feel like Mark just didn't care.